How do you think informal settlements have been faring during this COVID-19 lockdown? Now, anecdotally, we know from our experience and our conversations with those of our listeners living in informal settlements that these residents are really struggling to make ends meet. Their access to the basic amenities seems to remain compromised despite government's promised interventions during this time. But what does the research actually say? For the past 7 weeks, Sivi Gelane has been working with households in communities sharing water and sanitation to assess the hygiene measures available to limit the spread of the coronavirus there. And joining us now is Bumeza Mlungwana. She's the national spokesperson of the International Budget Partnership, South Africa. Bumeza, good afternoon. Thank you so much for being with us today. Let me start off by asking how many households you surveyed in what areas of South Africa?
Good afternoon, Jen, and thank you for having us. So over the past weeks, we've been engaging with Sivi Gelane, and we've been able to have access to over 450 residents which are spread over about 160 informal settlements across the country.
All right. So that's quite a number that was covered in the research.
Yeah.
And what were the four questions that they asked in the survey?
So, Joanne, the survey is very basic. It's looking at, do you have access to water? Do you have access to clean water? It looks at, do you have access to functioning a toilet, an easier toilet cleaned and maintained? We know to be able to protect yourself against COVID, you need water to wash your hands. But at the same time, we know it sits on surfaces, and therefore that's why we're asking if you have access to a functioning toilet and if your toilet is cleaned. We've asked questions about refuse collection because we know everyone is at home under lockdown, and therefore a level of hygiene in the community is also as important. We've recently added a question around hand sanitizing and water. So those are the four main questions that we ask, which go into detail in different communities. And there's different comments in which communities expand on some of these questions.
All right. So I'm sure it does vary, as you suggest, from one community to another. But overall, what are the kind of answers you receive to the questions?
I think as you started earlier, the first thing is that the situation in informal settlements is dire. The levels of limited number of toilets that these communities have. And so what we find in some communities is that even though they have lesser number of toilets, most of them are broken and some of them are not fixed when they're broken. And this is also posing a lot of supply and demand. You know, like the less access to toilets, the more demand on the existing ones. We also found that some communities didn't have access to water, like the communities in, for example, in Ethekwini, in Emandeni, which was completely cut off water, and they didn't have water at all. And they had to use a neighboring community to access water. And obviously, under the lockdown, it became very desperate for them because now they are blocked by the police or the soldiers when they walk to another community. So this is what Sivi Gelane was trying to highlight, and we've been able to get some taps delivered in that community. So there's a number of other examples where there's no refuse collection happening in at all in some communities, and Sivi Gelane has been trying to highlight some of these challenges. In Joburg, again, communities who had water tanks, but the water tanks didn't have water. And so that's what Sivi Gelane has been trying to highlight. So in as much as we're looking at four standard questions across all the different metropolitan areas and local municipalities, we are still looking at very targeted challenges that each informal settlement might have compared to another.
So based on the evidence you were able to gather, what's your conclusion as to how those living in informal settlements will likely fare during this coronavirus outbreak, Meza?
On a first basis is that our municipalities need to treat the challenges with the urgency it deserves. These are problems we've been having for the past. We've been talking about these problems of access to water and sanitation in informal settlements for years. And this is a time where we need to treat them as urgently as they've ever been right now. And another pressure we're finding is that residents are speaking out, they're talking about their challenges, but there's something happens where their voice is not heard properly. And this is what Sivi Gelane has been trying to do, to take their evidence, to take their realities on the ground and build an engagement with the municipalities. And with some municipalities, we find that they're appreciative of the information and they're using it for targeted service delivery. And as you know, some municipalities are much more closed. And so we really appreciate some of the municipalities that are saying, give us the information and we'll go deliver specifically to where there's problems. And so we're really appreciative of that. But we're hoping some municipalities push themselves a little further. But the challenges are dire. There's leakages of toilets that are happening right now. There's communities that are sharing one toilet with over 100 people. The toilets are not cleaned at all in most informal settlements. And I mean, even if you can take all the precautions and wash your hands and stay at home, you still use communal toilets. So we're saying, let's work together. Let's try take care of our personal hygiene, but let's really take care of communal facilities, which these communities don't have any other alternative. This is the only thing that they have. And we can see the trends of even the coronavirus infections, that the local transmission of infections is going to be much more dire in areas like informal settlements and townships. And so that's why we're saying to try to do a lot of preventative measures while we can.
Thank you so much for speaking to us this afternoon. Bumeza Mlungwana, she's the national spokesperson of the International Budget Partnership South Africa.